This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike. Transform and roll out!
You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 35, recorded Saturday, December 5th, 2009. And welcome to All Things Transformers, Episode 35. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
TFGR Mike, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Just recorded Headshot.
Yes, we just recorded Headshot. There's a lot of things that I want to do before I die, and last night I accomplished one of them. And
yes.
People won't find out what that is until next week.
Yes.
Let's just say a famous voice actor... got interviewed by us last night. As we've said before, All Things Transformers is kind of going more of discussion ways, but we will be bringing up some news items. There really isn't a whole lot. I'm just mainly looking at TFW. I know PR has gotten a hold of Transformers Animated RC and Cybertron Mode Ratchet. They both look very awesome. I can't wait to get those figures when they eventually go to general release. There's an article on here, Mighty Mugs Wave 3 released at U.S. Retail. 2005 boards member Clone Manager reports that the latest wave of Transformers Mighty Mugs are finally hitting U.S. Retail. Latest assortment consists of Jazz, Shockwave, G1 Jazz, G1 Shockwave, Movie Bumblebee, and Movie Optimus Prime. And it is exclusively available through the Diamond Distributors and Toys R Us stores. The sighting was made at a Toys R Us in California. If it's exclusively available through Diamond and Toys R Us, oh boy. I have a pre-order on BBTS. Maybe BBTS has a deal with Diamond that they're their online seller or something, because I know that I have a pre-order for Shockwave on their website. It doesn't really matter, because a couple weeks ago, before they actually hit retail, there was a posting on Cybertron.com about a eBay auction for the exclusive 2009 wave of Mighty Mugs. And I bought one, and I've already paid for it, and it's coming in, should be coming in sometime this week or next week. I'm not really sure. It's coming from, like, Taiwan or something. But it is the actual, like... for people who listen to ToyCast, Protoman points out that for people in Canada, they don't get the packaging that we get here in the U.S. with each character on the boxes. They just get like an Optimus Prime packaging, which is kind of sucks for the Canadians. But I looked at all these, and they are the U.S. packaging with the covers and stuff. We may be running contests either on ToyCast or here or whatever. I may give away the Movie Optimus and Movie Bumblebee because I just don't like them. I don't know. Mighty Mugs, you know, people have heard me say it on ToyCast before. They're for collectors. They are for, you know, people who are into G1 and stuff like that, and I just don't think that they should apply the movie aesthetic to a Mighty Mug. It just doesn't really appeal to me. I understand they're trying to cash in on Revenge of the Fallen, which, you know, that's more than fine. Coming up in January, we will have The Beast Unleashed. We're going to be recording the episode zero for that next Thursday. It will be out next Friday.
And yes.
And the interview for... that we did last night will be out next Saturday. I was going to ask you something. What the hell was I going to ask you? Damn it. Lost my damn train of thought. So, anyways, I think we can go into the discussion now.
Yes.
the discussion today is going to be our favorite overall Transformers cartoon characters. And this is specifically cartoon characters, has nothing to do with their comic continuity or anything else, and we're going to go by series. We each picked three of out of each series. The series we are going to be covering or talking about is Generation 1, Beast Wars / Beast Machines, since technically they are the same show, even though there's different characters, and Transformers Animated. You can go first. What's your first G1 favorite character?
Well, my first favorite G1 character, even though I'm a Megatron favorite anyway.
I think this is going.
I have a feeling that Optimus Prime would have to be my favorite of that show. Mm-hmm. Just because he's the most noble out of all of the Autobots, and he obviously puts himself in the line of fire more than he lets anybody else go. Mm-hmm. I would have to say he's the most awesome leader out of all the shows that I've watched, especially Transformer related, for the Autobots or Maximals or whatever.
Yeah. I would tend to agree with you, because that was my actual first character as well. And, you know, there's just... I know when Peter Cullen... I know when he's been interviewed, he said he was approaching like a John Wayne type of character feeling for G1 Optimus. And I don't know. He just doesn't seem like someone who would do something wrong because it was the easy way out. He's always this altruistic leader where, you know, you have to do the right thing.
And he'll take the hard road if he has to.
Yeah.
Which he does a lot.
He got blowed up real good.
Should he let himself die for the cause?
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of our characters may or may not cross over. So, like, Optimus was one that we both enjoyed. So I'm not going to go into a whole separate discussion of him. My second character, his Rodimus Prime. You can call him Hot Rod, Rodimus Prime, whatever. I have always been a fanboy of this character. It's about a, you know, really his story throughout the cartoon. Well, he started in the movie, but I mean, throughout the cartoon, he's basically a kid in an adult's body, and he has to learn, you know, the hard way and make the hard choices. And I think, you know, he does that very, very well. And, you know, even though we all know the Matrix is just a plot device, I think it's really, really cool. Just the way that they portrayed his character arc.
Yeah, I like him as well, but I wouldn't say that he's in my top three.
Yeah.
My other top character, I would have to say, is, of course, G1 Megatron, because, let's face it, without him, my other favorite Megatron would not exist.
Exactly.
So, I definitely like him. He's a lot more menacing than the other Megatrons, although the Beast Wars one I'll get into in a minute, obviously. But this one, he has that raspy voice. He just has that evil, you know, twisted sound to his voice, even though he's, you know, still bound by some kind of ethics as far as his henchmen are concerned. But he's definitely a very, like, he thinks everything out more so than when he got converted to Galvatron.
Yeah, Galvatron was just pure emotion.
He just went off half-cocked, whereas the G1 Megatron went all by logic on what he knew and what he thought would, you know, benefit him best.
Yes. My final one for G1 is Soundwave. For some odd reason, I don't know if it was my obsession with cassette decks back in the 80s or what it was, but I always liked Soundwave and his little minions. He was just really super cool. On that same vein, I did like Blaster, but Blaster really isn't... I like Blaster, he's cool, and I like his cassettes, but he's really not... Soundwave is what did it for me. I had a friend a long, long time ago who actually had a Soundwave toy, and I tried to steal it a couple of times. Didn't work, but I tried to.
Nice.
Because I just love the G1 Soundwave character, and of course you have Frank Welker, Frank Welker's voice vocoded to have that really, really cool robotic sound.
Which, sadly, they left out of the new movie.
Yeah, but I can understand, you know, people... All right, first of all, I am a G1 fan, first and foremost. I will always be a G1 fan. I will always be that obsessed... In the recesses of my mind, I will always be that obsessive fanboy from G1. However, in this day and age, with all the technology and all the blah, 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 I can see why they didn't go that route, because they wanted something a little bit more menacing, and even though technically it is the Dr. Claw voice, it sounds a lot better for the character model in the film than it would have, I think, if it was the G1 voice.
Yes and no.
It's
debatable.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is. Who is your first Beast Wars Beast Machines choice?
I didn't say my final...
G1. Sorry.
My final G1, I would have to say, is Starscream.
Yes.
Yes, because I like the job Chris Latta did on the character, as well as... I just like Starscream's whininess and drive to try and become leader of the Decepticons, undermining Megatron all the way until the bitter end. At the hands of the resurrection of Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
Although that still didn't stop him.
You know, if you think about it, between Beast Wars and Beast Machine, or between G1, Beast Wars, Beast Machines, Starscream's been alive all that time.
Yeah, he's about the only one from G1.
Well, not really. I mean, it did show Soundwave. Well, yeah, Ravage, but it showed when Megatron, I mean, you know, and we're going to get into this once we get into Beast Unleashed, but... You know, in the agenda, when Megatron's on the arc, it shows G1 Soundwave and it shows G1 Optimus. Granted, Megatron tries to blow his head off, but you know, they did show some of the G1 characters. Yeah, okay, who is your first Beast Wars Beast Machines character? Like we don't already know.
Dun, 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 Megatron.
Yes.
Yes, I would have to say that is my ultimate favorite Beast Wars character. Although, when I first started watching this show, the funny part about it was I adopted Optimus Primal as my favorite to begin with. And then, which I created my online persona as Optimus Primal.
Uh-huh.
When I first created my knockoff of the original Maximal Central site.
Uh-huh.
Shortly thereafter, I got bored with the name. And I decided that Megatron sounded so much cooler after watching the rest of the show. And, yeah, so I've kept that name ever since. Although, that's also where I got my inspiration for PredaconEmpire.com was through Megatron.
Right.
I love the sound of the voice. I love the work that David Kay does on that. And
I think with Beast Wars Megatron, he has... And again, Beast Wars and Beast Machines, it's time travel. Well, in Beast Wars, more specifically Beast Wars, it's time travel. Whereas...
Time and space.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm just going with the flux capacitor because it's just easier to deal with time than space. You know, they come from a different time. They come from a time in the future, and they go back to prehistoric Earth before, like, somewhere in between, like... Like, G1 happened, like, they crashed on Earth, and then it went, like, 4 million years later. So sometime in between 1984 and the 4 million years before it, you have the Beast Wars characters coming in, and I think, honestly, the Beast Wars Megatron is the smartest Megatron of all. Beast Wars and Beast Machines, because there really is no difference between the character at all. It's the same character. It's just the design changes as far as the look
much.
Of character. He is probably the smartest Megatron in the entire cartoon series, I think.
Yeah, I would have to say he's the most devious, because if you look what he does in Beast Machines,
he
ends up taking it so much farther than any other Megatron has gotten.
Oh, yes. I've gotten a few, you know, we've mentioned before that, I don't know if we actually mentioned it on air, we've mentioned it off air to each other, that we're going to have custom art for each episode of the Beast Unleashed podcast, and I've gotten a few shots of the mini Megatron, and you should know what I'm talking about from Beast Machines, when his spark...
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I understand.
Yes, exactly. I'm trying not to give too much away because we're going to be discussing it at some point. For my first Beast Wars Beast Machines character, honestly, I'm really going by design of the character. I mean, I like the character, obviously, but when I was writing these down, I was going for more of the design of the character. And I do like Optimus Primal. My favorite version of him in this, though, is Optimal Optimus. I think that is just one of the greatest designs for that character yet. I did like the Transmetal Optimus, the Blue Ape. I didn't really like his alt mode, though. I don't know. I just didn't like it. But you know, a giant Blue Ape on a Sky Surfer, heck yeah. But Optimal Optimus, he's pretty much a giant version. Like, if you took G1 Optimus Prime and, like, enlarged him by 600 feet, really. I know I'm probably exaggerating on that number, but I don't know. I just, for some odd reason, I always like the Optimal Optimus design better. And, you know, Optimus Primal is probably, outside of Cheetor, Optimus Primal in general throughout both Beast Wars and Beast Machines has the most character development outside of Cheetor. And I'll get into my Cheetor discussion here in a minute, or after you do your next one, but because, you know, he's basically in Beast Wars, he is a war commander, whatever, and then in Beast Machines he has to deal with his failings from what happened at the end of the Beast Wars, and he has to find a balance, obviously, between the technological and the organic. I don't know. I just, for some odd reason, that design for Optimus Primal always just, I just always liked it.
Yeah.
Who's your next pick for your favorite character in Beast Wars, Beast Machines?
I would have to say Optimus Primal is my second favorite, because he's, you know, obviously the complete opposite of Megatron, and they both have opposite views of each other, which is why it's so hard for both of them to try and win.
Yes.
Because they're on such opposite levels on everything they do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it depends on which series you're talking about, whether you're talking about Beast Wars or Beast Machines. But in Beast Machines, I listened to, I believe it was I watched the interview on the Beast Machines DVD with Bob Skier, and he said that, you know, Megatron is an extremist in his views. He will always be an extremist. He does not want to learn anything new. And throughout Beast Machines, Primal has to learn. He learns and adapts. Like, at first, Optimus starts out in Beast Machines as an extremist as well. Like, it has to be all organic, because he thinks that's what it is, or he thinks that's what it's supposed to be. And Megatron is on the opposite side saying, no, it has to be all technological, or whatever. But Optimus learns as he goes along, whereas Megatron doesn't want to learn anything new.
Yeah, Megatron, pretty much after he's gotten control of Cybertron, is pretty much shut down mentally.
Yes.
On anything new.
Yes, exactly. My next pick is, it's Cheetor, but one of the ones I like the best right now, since I'm watching Beast Wars, is Transmetal Cheetor. I liked him the best in the, I like that design of him in the best in the Beast Wars cartoon so far. Cheetor is basically Rodimus Prime, Hot Rod / Rodimus Prime of Beast Wars Beast Machines. He starts out as a real young kid, real young cadet type, and as the cartoons go along, where, you know, eventually by the end of Beast Machines, he is the new leader. A lot has changed since the Beast Wars ended and Beast Machines started, and he learns as he goes. I mean, there are even a few episodes in Beast Machines where he actually removes Optimus from command because Optimus can't make, you know, sound decisions at the time. The G.O.R. toys. I mean, I know we're talking mainly characters, but the toys, I don't know. I looked up on Cybertron.com about the Transmetal Cheetor, and I think that is the one that most translates from the cartoon design to the toy. I did have the Transmetal 2 Cheetor toy. I never took it out of the package because I read the instructions and it looked so hard to transform. And I eventually sold it. I don't know. I mean, now that I'm starting to get back into collecting, not really on a major scale, but, you know, I'll buy toys here and there or whatever. But Cheetor, for me, honestly, is probably... If somebody told me that I had to pick a number one character out of Beast Wars and Beast Machines, it would be Cheetor. It just would be, because he is so much like Hot Rod and Rodimus. He just is.
Yeah. I think my final favorite character in this would have to be... Damn, through the Beast Saga. That makes that difficult.
Yeah, it does.
Because those are obviously my top two favorites.
Yeah.
I would have to say probably Rat Trap. And I'd have to say Rat Trap because he's such a smartass through the whole show.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, and, well, he didn't really... any of that in Beast Machines, which kind of sucked to not see him do any of his kind of original characteristics. It's kind of like he just kind of got thrown by the wayside.
Well, not really.
I mean, he evolved too, but I mean, he more so took on just kind of a, I don't know, just a calmer existence, whereas like all the other characters, some got darker, some got, you know, really emotional over stuff, and, you know.
But I
loved his character in Beast Wars because... he was so, he was really sarcastic, and he knew how to undermine everybody, including some of the Preds, and I loved how he blew away people like Tarantulas, you know, here's a couple belly bombs with your name right on them, and throws them on his hands, and,
yeah. You
know, takes off, and just, you know, ingenuitive, and I liked his Transmetal form the most.
Yeah, his Transmetal form was awesome. I do have to kind of disagree with you, because even though his character progression wasn't as obvious as Cheetor's was, he did grow from Beast Wars to Beast Machines. He wasn't as much of a smartass. Throughout the entire version of Beast Wars, you know, he's constantly, you know, being, you know, chided by Optimus or Dinobot. I mean, him and Dinobot, they're like two old married people. They just are, you know. But when it comes to Beast Machines, I know the episode. I think it's part of the end. It's not the end game episode, but it's in that final three episodes. He has to save Botanica, and he finds a way to do that, but it's going to compromise the shields that they're trying to protect the giant Megatron floating head that they've taken over. And, you know, he's like, you know, screw it, I'm not going to lose you, you know, we need you, blah, 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 blah. So he saves her. And then, of course, you know, Cheetor and Optimus are like, what, you know, Rat Trap, what did you do? I did what I had to do. You know, and he doesn't apologize for it.
No.
He doesn't, I mean, because that's
never been his style either.
Well... But that's a huge character trait for him, that's a huge character development for Rat Trap, because, yeah, throughout Beast Wars so far, yeah, granted I'm only into the middle of, or the end of season two, but he will help save people, but not very often.
Yeah.
In Beast Wars. In Beast Machines, he grows, but it's not as noticeable as, say, Cheetor's is. I don't know. Are you done talking about Rat Trap?
Yes.
Okay. My final one for Beast Wars Beast Machines is Jetstorm / Silverbolt. I liked the Beast Wars version of Silverbolt a little bit. Wasn't too thrilled. Now, Silverbolt, did he change in Beast Wars at all? I know he is a Fusor when we first see him. But after that form, did he change at all?
In Beast Wars?
Yes. Okay. I don't really like that form of him. I just don't ask me why. I don't like it. The robot version of it is okay, but the
dog mode.
Yeah, the bird dog mode just doesn't really do it for me. The one thing I do like what they did with him is they actually gave him a theme like the dun dun or you know, and I will be grabbing some of that audio and we can put it into the show once we start Beast Unleashed, but I really liked Silverbolt once. Actually, I like Jetstorm as well. Jetstorm in Beast Machines, who would eventually become Silverbolt. Jetstorm is one of the evilest jets that I've ever seen in a Transformers cartoon ever. I mean, he even outdoes Starscream for the most part. I mean, he is just one of those. He's like a sick, psychedelic sadist who,
yeah, he's pretty twisted.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about his character model is his
mouth.
No, not even that. On the plane, on the alt mode, not the robot mode, the alt mode, he can turn his neck like a fucking duck. Like his cockpit, it can turn from left to right. That's just weird. I mean, it's not like so overpowering that it makes me hate the design. I don't hate the design at all, but I don't know. It just weirds me out. And then once Black Arachnia figures out that he is Silverbolt and she gets him to be reformatted, I don't really like the eagle form of him, of his Beast Machines alt, but I like the robot form. The robot form is just awesome. I don't know if it's the fact that he has a purple face or what the deal is, but I like his Beast Machines form more than I did the Beast Wars version for Silverbolt.
Yeah, I'd say that kind of annoyed me too, but not quite to the point that I hated him. But.
Yeah, yeah. Who is your final one for Beast Wars, Oh, wait, didn't we already do that?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not thinking today, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't think too well.
Yeah. What that? I didn't do it. Leave me alone.
Where's my name, George?
Yeah. I done a bad thing, George. My first character for... We're going to move into Transformers Animated. I picked three characters that... We all know them, but they're not the obvious choices. My first character is Shockwave. Okay? Now, let me explain. I understand why they set up the long arm slash Shockwave thing in the cartoon. It's a story plot point. I get it. However, I wish that they would have just left the long arm crap alone and just had him be Shockwave. This Shockwave is way, way more vicious and vile and scheming, but at the same time, he's still loyal. He's always had that loyalty to Megatron.
Like the original G1.
Exactly. You know, they're almost identical, and in fact, they are pretty much identical outside of their alt modes, because Corey Burton voices both characters. Corey originally voiced G1 Shockwave, and he came back to voice the Transformers animated version of him. And I think that Mr. Burton put a very, very dark voice into Shock. I mean, it's still the G1 Shockwave, we never really heard talk that much. I mean, he wasn't... You know, there are a couple of episodes in, like, the first and second season of G1 where he does, like, talk to Megatron through the TV or the radio comlink or whatever. But we never really heard him talk that much.
No, not really.
And in this, in Transformers Animated, oh my god, this has got to be one of the best Shockwaves ever. And I love what they did with him in Season 3. He is gray for the most part of the cartoon, and I don't know if it was a plan to do this in the cartoon because a repaint of it came out. But there was a Target exclusive purple Shockwave, you know, G1 color Shockwave in the Transformers animated colors, or in the Transformers animated style. And I have that figure. It's in the other room. And it's just so, I think it makes the character look that much better than it does the gray version. And they did that in the cartoon close to the end of season 3. They, have a scene where Shockwave says, you know, like, "Yes, Lord Megatron, I can serve you finally in my true form." And he changes from gray to purple. And when I saw that scene, I was laying on my bed, and I almost fell off my bed when I saw that. My jaw, like, dropped, like, 3 stories down.
Yeah, I definitely like that character as well.
Yes. Who is your first animated pick?
See, animated was kind of hard for me to read to begin with, considering I had doubts about it when it first aired.
I did too, but after a while, I've come around to it.
Yeah, I've come around to it as well, but I'd have to say the Optimus Prime, not only because it's David Kaye, but just because it was a different change to the Optimus Prime character, whereas most of them, he's been, you know, some old veteran of everything and seen all, done all type thing.
Yeah.
And it was just nice to see a fresh look on his particular character.
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, being done with the same old type stuff. And just having him inexperienced and not the first in command, although he ended up, you know, to the point where he grew to the status of the original by the end of the show.
Right. I think with Optimus in TFA, I read on the TFW2005.com, they did an interview with Mr. K, and they asked him about the Sound of Optimus. You know, they said that, you know, this is supposed to be a younger Optimus. It's not supposed to be the Optimus we all know. And they asked him, how did you approach the voice? Did they want you to have a younger-sounding voice? He said, honestly, you know, they wanted that, and we recorded it like that a little bit, but once he... That's pretty much his own voice. It's a little bit higher pitched, but it's pretty much David Kaye's everyday voice that he uses. And I think that, you know, that works a lot better than a younger sounding voice for Optimus.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
My second favorite character for animated is Blur. The Blue Racer. And one of the reasons why I like Blur in animated, he has a very sleek, futuristic car design. John Machida Jr. Reprises the role as Blur. I don't think that you could have gotten anyone else to do Blur, because Blur has always been the fast talker. There's only one episode in the entire G1 series where he actually talked like a normal person. Like, you know, really slow, and he enunciated each line that he said. But it was just so awesome to see him in this, and to hear Machida do the voice again. I have the deluxe toy of him. Actually, I have two of them. I have a robot version and a car version, and it's just so awesome. Unfortunately, my previous favorite character had to kill him. Very, very unfortunate. Turned him into a cube.
You have to say it was a pretty crappy way to kill him in some senses, but also brilliant on the character of Shockwave's part.
Yeah, he just hands the cube to Cliffjumper and says, yeah, put this in the incinerator. It's just trash that I had laying around. Or he says, actually, I believe, I don't know the line right now. I'd have to go back to my season 3 episodes and watch the ones that I have downloaded. But, I believe he actually says something to the effect of, it actually gives a hint as to what it is. And it's funny, when I first got my, I believe I got Shockwave, no, I got Blur before I got my Shockwave, my purple Shockwave. And as soon as I got my purple Shockwave, the first thing I did was I took Blur out, had Blur laying on his back, and I had Shockwave basically standing over him with Shockwave's very long gun pointed right at his face, and I took a picture of it, and I put it online a few months ago, and I said, this should have been the original 2-pack. because the Target exclusive Shockwave comes with Activator's Bumblebee, and everybody knows how I don't like Activators. They're just too small for me. But anyway, who is your final character for animated?
I would have to say that I like... Well, I'd have to agree with you on Blur. I actually liked Blur a lot in this show,
yep.
even though he wasn't featured very long.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely I'd have to say Blur. I'd have to also say Megatron.
Yeah.
Just because... And it was different to see him play this type of role and have a different voice, you know. But I thought it did fit the character very well, and I actually was very pleased with how he came out.
Yeah, it's Corey Burton doing the voice for Megatron as well, and he just knocks it out. I mean, this is probably the most vicious-sounding Megatron, even beyond Beast Wars Beast Machines, just the way the sound is in the voice.
Yeah, I could give that to you, because, I mean... he had more of just kind of a grizzled sound, whereas the other Megatrons didn't really have that.
Yeah.
It was more of a embittered, you know, version of Megatron, being that he was the one that was crushed by the Autobots instead of pretty much the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, he was a pretty badass and pissed off version.
Yes, and I really enjoy his alt mode. First of all, they got the G1 gun sound for his fusion cannon, which is just awesome in itself. His alt mode is like a helicopter / jet thing, and it's just great. One of the best alt modes I've seen in a while for Megatron. So
yeah, I think that
yeah
takes it up.
Yes, that pretty much does it for this episode of All Things Transformers. I'm trying to think. I haven't written up an ending for this show yet. You can follow us on Twitter. My name is TFG1 Mike. Yours is?
SCP21.
Yes, you can also email us at tfg1podcast@gmail.com or steve@geekcastradio.com. You can call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. And I think we are going to sign off with this.
You're a persistent little Autobot.
My name is Optimus Prime!